In Surrey, Suzanne at 7:12 here with Luke Grant. We're here until 9 today, then it's the John Laws Morning Show. Well, if my next guests don't inspire you, I am going to say you are uninspirable, because their story is absolutely remarkable. And I'm delighted to say that we'll have a chat with Pamela Habeck and Scott Duncan, two sailors who are visiting Australia now, part of a tour around the world. They are circumnavigating the world, and they are visually impaired. They've spent the overnight in Newcastle. They arrived here yesterday morning. They've been in Sydney for a bit longer than that. And I think Scott Duncan's on the line right now for a chat. G'day, Scott.
Good morning. How are you, Luke?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. We're actually a little more awake today than we were yesterday morning when we got in.
How did you come up the coast last night? Under sail or under motor?
We used our motor a fair amount from Pittwater, because we actually, one of our little incidents in Australia, we had to put in a new motor. Just as we were arriving into Sydney, our motor gave up, so we wanted to use it a little bit. We just sailed the last a little bit. Generally, though, we sail as much as we can and try not to use fuel and use the engine at all.
Yes. And you had a welcoming party, came out and saw you in through the harbour yesterday?
We did. Our great friend Tony Perkis, who we've met here in Australia, came out in a motorboat and guided us in, and it was a great way to see Tony again, and we had a nice escort in, and very safe and real comfortable coming into Newcastle.
Yeah, fantastic. Scott, let's wind back the clock a little if we can. Obviously, the idea of yourself and Pamela circumnavigating the globe, obviously visually impaired, it's a hell of a challenge. A lot of people probably wouldn't even be able to get their head around that. So the obvious question is, why do this?
Well, in the United States, we're both considered legally blind. Pam has about 10% of normal vision, and I have about 5. And we both were born that way,
yeah,
with that vision condition. And there weren't many role models around. And we decided we'd like to do something to give back to other people that are disabled, and give one example of what's possible if you put your mind to it. We pretty much believe that people should set their own limitations, and if they do that, they can do whatever they believe that they can do with a little bit of adaptation. So we decided this would be our challenge, and we're having a great time doing it. The other side of it is we'd probably do it anyways, because it's just an incredible adventure.
Yeah. I mean, this is, without wanting to be melodramatic, this is life or death stuff, isn't it? I mean, there's not many places to say, can you give us a hand when you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean?
There was a time we were about 200 miles off of New Zealand, and we had about 25-foot waves, about 8-meter waves, and the lightning storm, and winds over 50 knots, and, that was a serious storm to be in the middle of, and it was scary, but we were pretty well trained and did a good job, got through the storm, even though it was really, really scary. But yes, I mean, we're certainly, there's a lot of danger involved, but it's not very frequent. They say that sailing is 95% boredom out there and about 5% of sheer terror.
Tell us the sort of equipment or the gear you use to enable you to achieve this.
On board, we have a number of different computers that speak with speech output out to us in large print.
Yeah.
But probably the most remarkable thing is when we arrived in Australia, we were contacted by Tony Perkis, who lives here in Newcastle, and he's been developing a software program with a developer named Simon, and it's a talking program to make the instruments on your boat all talk.
Yep.
Another thing that it does is there's a system called AIS where you can be alerted about all the boats that are around you. Well, they've managed to make that system audible as well. So
oh, yeah.
We're going to be leaving Australia with a whole new piece of gear that we didn't use, that we didn't have before we got here, and we'll be testing it the rest of the way around the world.
Tell us some of the places you've been. I've had a look at your website, and I know you've stopped at some wonderful places. Tell us where you've been and what you've enjoyed the most.
Well, we've been to 7 countries. We've been to Mexico and French Polynesia, through the Cook Islands, to Tonga, Niue Island, New Zealand, and now Australia. And we've been to some pretty interesting places. We actually stopped off at an island in the Cook Islands with only 67 people that live there. island in about 20 minutes, and everyone on the island's related to each other. So it definitely was one of the most interesting places we've been.
Yeah, that used to be a place called Tasmania. that's an Australian joke that I probably shouldn't have said, but I know what you mean. Do you have someone assisting you, or tell us, what is it, just yourself and Pamela on board, or do you have someone else assisting you?
No, it's just Pam and I on board.
Wow.
We do all the sailing on our own. The only time that we'll use sighted assistance is if we're coming into a very busy harbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because we want to sail around the world and make a statement doesn't mean we want to put anybody else at risk. So we'll follow a boat into a really busy harbor like Sydney Harbor, or even Newcastle, because, you know, we knew that there was a lot of shipping in Newcastle.
Yeah.
It would not be fair to say that we're doing it all on our own, in the sense that there's a lot of people who support us from land and, help us deal with, just communications and weather and all kinds of things like that. But on the boat sailing, it's actually only Pam and I.
Where do you go to next?
Well, as soon as we get everything checked out on our boat, we're headed off to make a quick stop in New Caledonia and then to Vanuatu, and up to the Solomon Islands, and we hope to be in Thailand by the end of this year. So we've got a really big amount of miles to accomplish before the end of this year.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that we're rushing now is because we did have an engine problem in Sydney, so we thought we'd be here for 3 weeks, and now we've been here for 8.
Yeah.
So we're eager to get going.
Yeah. So would you be in Newcastle beyond the weekend, or are you leaving today or tomorrow?
No, we're going to stay probably till at least Tuesday, we think.
Oh, fantastic. And whereabouts are you tied up?
We're tied up right out at the end of F-Dock at the marina down here in the harbor in Newcastle.
Okay.
So just right out by the fuel dock, if anyone wanted to stop by and say hello.
Oh, I think lots of people will, Scott. I think lots of people will. Been great to talk to you. I wish yourself and Pam all the very best. Safe journeys, and, as I said at the beginning, what you're doing is inspiring, and if you can't be inspired by what you're doing, Scott and Pam, I really do believe you're uninspirable, because I think it's terrific.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and if anyone is interested in following along with what we do, we have a pretty extensive website at www.blindsailing.com with all of our journals and crazy adventures up there online. So if anyone's interested in taking a peek at that, it's kind of fun.
I'm sure that will be. Scott, good luck. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great to talk to you. Scott Duncan and Pamela Habeck, they are sailing around the world, legally blind, just outstanding.